643 PDX.
609 is southbound at PDX.
609 southbound PDX is clear.
43, you'll be clear on the proper.
43, copy.
Thanks, 1129.
861, I'm clear of the right of way. The school board is up southbound at Main. And with your permission, I'd like to start train order 1. And I'll be walking south in the north to Foster. And we're probably going to do, due to the time, we're going to do just one way. When I get to Foster, I'll cancel the train order.
I copy that. You're clear to start your walk, and are you going to be taking calls for this?
861, that is affirmative.
All right, I copy. And that's information for Green Line Trains. Train order number 1 is now officially in effect. Green order 1 in effect, walking south in the northbound from Main Street to Lentz Foster. Train order 1 in effect, northbound calls Lentz Foster, southbound calls at Main Street for the OCS walk. Probably only going to do one way, walking south in the northbound. Order 1 now active, 1130.
404 on southbound on Willis at Emerald.
Hey, 404, I got a request to talk about.
Hey, I just want to give you a heads up. So a passenger he was at the stop with a scooter. Like, it's got a seat on it. It's pretty small, but I let him know not to bring it on the bus. He says it's not gas and went ahead and brought it on the bus. I just want to make sure that it's okay that I proceed, or is that sort of thing just prohibited?
Well, as long as they can fold up and be out of the way and it's not like one of the commercial ones that you rent, they can be on the bus. If it's like a homemade one with some funky kind of car battery, then no, it's not allowed. But if it's just a regular little scooter, as long as it can fold up and be out of the way, can't block the aisle or doorways.
Okay, it's kind of on the line, but I'm comfortable with it. I'm going to go ahead and roll. Thanks for your help.
All right, copy. 11:31.